Let's suppose you have a long expression and you want to shorten it. In the case of English, what you can do is take the first letter of each of the words that it consists of, and you can either pronounce those as a word if they make up a possible word, or you can just pronounce the individual letters. So, for example, the British Broadcasting Corporation is often called the BBC because those three letters can't be pronounced as a single word. Let's look at American universities as an example. You'd think that every time it was possible to pronounce them as a single word, you would, but that's not the case. The Massachusetts Institute of Technology is always called MIT. And most American universities seem to just have their initials pronounced by the names of the initial letters. But there are exceptions. For example, the State University of New York is often called SUNY, and the City University of New York is called CUNY. You can also, as we said in the Cooper and Allen book, use the initial syllable. And I can think of only one example of that, and that is the California Institute of Technology, which is called Caltech. What if your language doesn't have an alphabet? What if it has a syllabic-style alphabet, as in Japanese? Well, then you can stitch together the first syllables of the different words that the expression consists of, as of course you can in English. What happens if the writing system of your language has only characters? Well, then the only option you have is to take, say, five or six characters that the longer expression consists of, and you want to shorten them, and you pick two and use that as shorthand for the whole expression. That's what seems to happen in Chinese.